Track 9, more news stories. This one is headlined, Housing Developers Support for BMX Club. A local house builder with a significant presence in Teignbridge has been giving support to a BMX club in Newton Abbott. Persimmon Homes South West handed over a £1,000 cheque to Decoy BMX at its track in Decoy Country Park, with funds going towards new equipment for its young members. Lee Kirby, chairman of Decoy BMX, said, "Decoy BMX want to express our thanks to Persimmon for their generous donation. This support comes at a crucial time as we strive to enhance the experience for our young members." The club is a non-profit, volunteer-run club built in 1998. The track is open to everyone, no matter age or ability, with the club competing in regional contests but also riding just for fun, aided by British cycling coaches. Persimmon Homes is bringing new homes to Newton Abbott at its nearby Langford Bridge site off King's Kerswell Road. The initial batch of 40 homes on the first phase of the development, King's Meadow, will be available soon. Persimmon has also demonstrated its commitment to the town elsewhere in Newton Abbott through its Community Champions scheme. Recent local recipients include Newton Abbott Museum, Dawlish Swimming Club, Newton Abbott College and Buckland Athletic AFC.
Charity hosts equine training on ponies. A special equine training clinic hosted by a Teignbridge horse charity has given professional vets from across the UK a unique opportunity to learn valuable field surgery and anaesthesia skills on semi-feral ponies. The Mare and Foal Sanctuary teamed up with the British Equine Veterinary Association for the event, which enabled vets to demonstrate castration techniques in the field rather than in the operating theatre. It's a valuable professional skill and greatly improves the future of colts who, uncastrated, are often difficult to find homes for. As geldings, they could become riding or companion ponies, or they could return to moorland sites to graze in gelding herds, helping land conservation. Working in partnership with Dartmoor Pony Keepers, the Mare and Foal Sanctuary invited delegates from BEVA to learn and share best practices at its Beech Trees Veterinary and Welfare Assessment Centre in Newton Abbott. Seven ponies from Dartmoor and three colts from a private owner were brought to the sanctuary ahead of the clinic for pre-operative training, spending more than a month adapting to the new environment, gaining confidence and being expertly trained by staff for close handling by vets. Sarah Bowden, the Mare and Foal Sanctuary's head of equine welfare, says, "As a champion of excellence in equine education and welfare, we were glad to host such a valuable training event to help the continuing professional development of 17 vets."
Iconic Town Cafe is up for sale. A Newton Abbott cafe is up for sale. The Pharmacy Cafe, which is located along Queen Street in premises dating back to 1877, is on the market for £55,000. As the name would suggest, it was originally a pharmacy. Opened by John Biddings, who dispensed pills, potions and posh perfumes, the premises was converted into a cafe in the 20th century, although the original decorative front remains, along with a mosaic tiled floor which was fitted by Italian craftsmen. The Honduras mahogany cabinets, which also held John's many pills and potions, also remain. Seating 36 people, the Pharmacy Cafe is open Monday to Saturday and serves all manner of sweet and savoury treats, as well as hot coffees and other hot drinks.
Changes have been announced to bus timetables. I won't go through all the details, but I'll just give you some of the headlines. Bus company Stagecoach has announced timetable changes across the region starting from May the 26th. It says the timetables are enhanced to reflect seasonal demand and improve punctuality. A spokesman said, "As we move into the summer, some areas will see timetables benefit from enhancement to better reflect the seasonal demand. Some timetables will also see intermediate running times revised on all days of operation to improve reliability and punctuality. Service 2 which operates between Exeter, Newton Abbot and Dawlish, sees times revised each day. Some departure times at Monday to Friday peak time journeys are changed to better suit school and college movements. Service 7 from Exeter to Totnes via Newton Abbot is also seeing revised times, with additional buses scheduled at peak times. Service 39 between Bubby Tracy and Newton Abbot also has revised timings, as does service 53 from Kingstainton to Torbay Hospital. The popular 12 service between Brixham and Newton Abbot is being significantly changed. Monday to Friday, daytime buses will run every 15 minutes between Newton Abbot and Brixham, and this will also be the case on Saturday daytimes, with buses every 20 minutes between Newton Abbot and Brixham. Service 22 between Dawlish Warren via St Mary Church in Torquay to South Devon College is also seeing revisions to its timings.
Former aquarium raised to make way for toilets. Demolition has started on Tynmouth's former seafront aquarium to make way for the construction of new public toilets. Two diggers and a skip are currently on the site on the Upper Den carriageway opposite Tynmouth Pier. Demolition is likely to take around 5 weeks. However, building work on the new public toilets will not start until after the summer. In the meantime, temporary toilets are located on the Den. Tynmouth Aquarium closed in the late 1970s. The building was later used as a pool hall in the 1980s, before the top of the building was taken down and used for seating.
Purpose-built dog walk field given the go-ahead. Dog walkers will be able to exercise their pets in a purpose-built compound in Ede after council planners gave the scheme the go-ahead. But the villagers say the amount of traffic the new dog walking site will generate is unacceptable. Teignbridge Council's planning committee agreed plans to change an agricultural field off Edestone Lane into a dog walking field for private hire. Owners will be able to book half-hour sessions at the field, with only one owner allowed, with a maximum of 4 dogs at a time. The field contains its own scheduled monument, a Roman signal station where coin and pottery were found, but this will be protected by sturdy fences. Ede Parish Council objected to the plan, and opponent James Studholm said there had been 31 individual objections. He said while Devon County Council's highways expert had raised no issues over the narrow field leading to the field, he knew of a number of car accidents there. Even a small number of extra cars would produce a disproportionate impact, he said. The clientele will come from afar and by car. Councillor Stephen Purse said, because of COVID, a lot of people have dogs which are not socialised. Places like this are essential for dogs to get exercise they need in a secure environment. I know the lane is narrow, but we live in Devon. There are a lot of narrow lanes.